well in their zones, really well in their man, and they took away a lot of opportunities, and then when opportunities presented themselves, I missed a couple balls downfield, and, you know, they made us pay.
Did they do anything different or anything that surprised you maybe didn't see?
I mean, nothing that, you know, was too extraordinary other than they're a really good football team. They have a sound system, and they have great players in every spot. So, like I said, we just didn't really give our best showing out there, and that was unfortunate because that would have been a good one for us.
Their secondary is very physical. Do you think they get the benefit of the doubt a little bit on some of those calls?
I don't know. I mean, that's all pretty subjective, so I have no idea.
On the interception, what happened on that play?
I missed a landmark to Coop. I just missed it, and I was kind of flushing forward and didn't get all the everything I wanted on the ball, and just bad throw.
Third downs in general, I think only two third down conversions. What were the issues there?
Like I said, they did well. They covered up zones very well. They played man-to-man very well. You know, they started to rush the passer as the game went on, and we just didn't get enough, really, I thought, on first and second down. That we got in some third and long situations, and that's very difficult against a team like that, you know, where you can't be a dual threat. You get into more third and threes, third and fours. Then we have the ability to maybe run it. We can run screens. We can run down the field throws, dropbacks, movement. I mean, you really have the whole playbook available. But when you get into, I thought we had a third and 18 and a third and 9 and a third and 12. I mean, those are, you know, statistically the best team in the league is going to be like in the 30% on that. And that's not where we want to be. So we got to get more positive plays on first and second down.
Mark, you guys ran very few plays, period, and, you know, usually run like twice as many as you ran. When that's the case, how tough is it to kind of get into that rhythm that you guys like to be in?
Well, if you don't get as many opportunities, you got to make the ones you get count, and that's really where we didn't follow through and we didn't execute today, so that's too bad.
Do you expect to be able to run the ball a little bit better today, Mark?
I mean, we expected to be able to do a lot of things better. We came in very confident. I thought we had a great game plan, and I think you know, we didn't play very well.
Mark, how much was this game for you and the team a benchmark?
I mean, every week it's important. I don't know if it, you know, this means one thing, and if we would have won, then we're the best team in the league. I mean, that's not really how it goes. You know, until you play all those other teams, it matters who was better on this field today and tonight. And it wasn't us. It was absolutely wasn't us. And that's really too bad because I think, you know, we match up well with them. We just didn't play very well.
If you look big picture, how does this affect how you make this team to be this
year? You know, I don't know. I mean, the most important thing is just to get past this one, watch the film, and move on and get ready for another huge game. I mean, all these games down the stretch are so important. So, I don't know, big picture, that's too far out in front of us. We really just need to focus on what's right in front of our nose, and that's, you know, getting this bad taste out of our mouth, going out and playing Dallas and giving our best effort next week.
When you play a secondary like this, is there a tendency at all to press a little bit or try too hard to make that perfect throw because you know you won't have much of it?
I don't think so. I mean, you're trying pretty hard to be as accurate as you can no matter who you're playing. We didn't execute tonight.
You say you thought you matched up well, but you didn't play well. What are the reasons for that? Do you think it was just that they played better? Or, I mean, was there...
It's a really good team. We didn't play our very best. I thought they you know, had a great game plan. They covered well in their zones. They covered well in man. You know, we had some guys running open. I missed or we didn't convert, and that's just the way it goes sometimes. So we'll clean those things up and get ready for a good week of training.
Two more guys. Did you think there were receivers that got separation and you missed them?
A couple times they had things covered, and when that's the case, then we got to get it down to the back or we got to run, and, you know, I did that one or two times, and so it just didn't work today.
Coming out of halftime there, you guys had possession. What were you thinking?
I mean, that was a chance for us. We went in 10-7, and, you know, a chance for us to kind of turn the table. And I think that third quarter we just stalled too much, and we didn't really get it all going. So I thought our defense, you know, played pretty well in spurts, and, you know, they really gave us the ball back a couple times where we need to capitalize, and we didn't do that. So And same thing on special teams. We got a couple good returns and some good field position, and now it's the offense's job to finish, you know. And, you know, it's like an alley-oop. When they throw a good lob, you got to flush it, and we just didn't do it.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.